Steph and Good Day program. Special programming on Tuesday during this hour as we present Dream Big America. So stand by for new contestants and the announcement of the fabulous winner for the last month. Actually, I think I'll go through all the winners, the monthly winners, in just a second as we get started on Dream Big America.
Welcome to Dream Big America, where we give a voice to entrepreneurs and a vote to you.
That's it, voicing and voting. That's what this is all about. We want to, first of all, congratulate the winner from last month. Because the program normally announces on Thursday who the winner has been. And last Thursday, we were not live, so I didn't get to congratulate Madeline Hayden, who is the founder and the CEO of Nut Pods. She was the winner of the $20,000 prize for the month of November. So we got another month, and we got a special way of putting things together for this month. I'll explain that in a minute. I just think it'd be nice to run down the list of those people who have won. So Madeline was the winner for November. In October, it was Neil Bloom who ran the Portfolium. In September, it was Michael Bazette, Jar with a Twist. I think there's such excitement. I'm looking through actually a list of all of the old contestants, and you can find them and what their specialty is and connect to their website, because we keep them all up there on the dreambigamerica.us website. Find out more about the winners, find out about their products. The whole idea of this program and the push behind it is to get entrepreneurs to come on the air, explain their product. They have 2 minutes to pitch their product. They're found. We have three or four different partners that vet these folks. And so we've put together actually for this month a special edition of Dream Big America, which is dedicated to getting into the ring. Get in the Ring is an international startup pitch competition founded by the Erasmus Center for Entrepreneurism in the Netherlands. And it's aimed at bringing the world's most promising entrepreneurs together with those who can help them succeed, to inspire others to start their entrepreneurial journeys. The international competition took place on November 22nd in Rotterdam. This is the first year that America has participated, and our startup representative, iVerify, won the competition and the $1 million. So that person got his start, as I recall, here on this program, and he won $1 million. That's kind of an exciting thing, right? So we'll try to continue the momentum of this great competition by featuring some of the finalists, semifinalists from the America Get in the Ring Startup Clash. And so we'll get to our contestants in a matter of moments. First, though, I want to introduce you to Cameron Cushman, who's the manager of entrepreneurship at the Ewing Marion Kauffman Foundation in Kansas City. Cameron, welcome to the Dream Big America competition. How are you doing?
Doing very well. Thanks for having me, Doug. It's great to be here today.
Yep, happy to have you here. Tell us a little about you co-founding A Million Cups. That's one of the, one of the arms of the Kauffman Foundation, is it not?
Correct, yes. It was a little program that we started to bring local entrepreneurs in to have coffee with us once a week, and it turned into a phenomenon of sorts, and it grew from a little start in Kansas City to now being in 23 cities across the country.
Tell us about the Ewing, well, Mr. Kauffman probably more than anything else, how it was that he decided to devote so much of the profits that he had made. He ran a drug company and took much of what he'd made and started this foundation. Explain that a little bit, will you?
Sure. Mr. Kauffman was born a poor Missouri farm boy and ended up growing a pharmaceutical firm into one of the largest employers in Kansas City. And over the next few years, he brought the Royals back to Kansas City. The Royals still play at Kauffman Stadium. It's had a huge impact on the city. And when he looked back on his life, he said that he was a common man who was able to do uncommon things. And he wanted his legacy to be about really the two things that he thought helped him, helped give him a leg up in the world and helped him reach his level of success, which were education and entrepreneurship. Even though Mr. Kauffman never went to college, he knew that a strong fundamental education was very important to his success and the ability to start his own business and run it as he saw fit. Those are the two things we focus on, education and entrepreneurship.
One of the great things that has come, I'm not sure whether this is from his mind, but I remember seeing this when I was in Kansas City during the summer. if you don't risk anything, you risk even more. And I think that's really when it comes to being an entrepreneur. You got an idea, then put it forward. And that's what Mr. Kaufman did. He encouraged that. And that's why we're working with the Kaufman Foundation to help every week with these three great entrepreneurs who have, in many instances, been vetted by folks at the Kaufman Foundation or 1 Million Cups. There is a lot of information at dreambigamerica.us, including a way to listen. We have all of these when we have our folks present their two-minute pitch. They'll be posted quickly, both at dougstefan.com and dreambigamerica.us. You'll be able to vote there starting at 10 o'clock this morning. Just go to dreambigamerica.us. You'll see all of the contestants there. Decide which one you want to vote on, and it's very easily explained there. All right, so we've met Cameron Cushman, who's going to ask our three contestants for follow-up questions and information after you've listened to them tell their story, a little about themselves. Then the voting begins at 10 o'clock Eastern, runs till 2 o'clock Eastern tomorrow. So if you have some confusion about what a person was saying, you can go download the excerpts or the whole program in its entirety so you can hear how it all fits together, perhaps as a replay. All right, so that's that deal. Again, you can't start voting until 10 o'clock. In the meantime, you'll learn all about the folks who are here to try to get their points across and get themselves into a position to win at the end of the month. We'll be starting with Mark Moore. He's our contestant from Matthews, North Carolina, has a company called Mana Nutrition. Then we'll be meeting Allison Downey, who runs We Spring in New York. And finally, David Shate, who runs Travify in Lincoln, Nebraska. It sounds like they all sound actually interesting, and that's why we have them here for you to listen, learn, and vote. The voting numbers grow up by the thousands every week as this thing is meant to go viral, and that's what happens. People pick it up, and they either on Facebook they share it, or they post it on their own website. That's what's cool about Dream Big America. So our first contestant in the entrepreneurial world coming right up here on Dream Big America.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Winter Lager is here.
So good.
Got a little bit of sweetness, but it goes down real smooth.
Light, sweet smell to it.
A little bit of orange in there.
There is a little hint of cinnamon.
It makes you feel like, you know, winter's around the corner and you're getting ready for it.
It warms you up and it makes you feel good.
I wish they served Winter Lager all year round.
This is actually my favorite beer from Sam Adams. Even though it's a dark beer, it's not a heavy beer.
It's definitely a good beer.
This is my jam, the Winter Lager.
I love this more than anything in the world.
Cheers. Thank you, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Winter Lager. Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be responsibly.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
On March 3rd last year, Henry W. faced his own death with incredible courage. He wasn't in an accident. He wasn't ill. He wasn't in any danger. But he faced this reality head on. If he died, his wife and children wouldn't be able to pay the mortgage, make the car payments, or keep up the life they'd had. His family would lose everything. So he picked up the phone and called AIG Direct. He found out that through AIG Direct, he could get a $250,000 policy for just $18 a month. Now, he knows that he's helped make his family's future secure, no matter what happens to him.
Protecting your family with coverage through AIG Direct is fast, easy, and incredibly affordable. Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-733-5621. That's 1-800-733-5621. 1-800-733-5621.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, save 50% on our best-selling signs and banners. Design online, pick up in store, same day. See staples.com/same-day-print for details. Staples. Make more happen.
Dream Big America on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Once again, we have three contestants. We'll be starting with Mark Moore, the CEO of Mana Nutrition. Then we'll meet later on Allison Downey from WeSpring. You can go to her website, WeSpring.com. And the third contestant is David Chait from Travify. That website is Travify.com. You want to sort of get prepared for what they're going to present. Mark Moore, welcome to Dream Big America, sir. How are you doing?
Thanks, Doug. I'm thrilled to be here.
I hope you had a good Thanksgiving. Tell us a little about Mark Moore.
Well, I did. I grew up in the ultimate blue-collar town of Flint, Michigan.
Wow.
And there I was the first of five kids to go off to college.
Wait a minute. Your name is Moore.
That's right. No relation to
Michael. Okay. There's another Moore from Flint, Michigan, who's made a lot of noise. I just wondered. Okay.
Now, oddly, my brother is named Michael Moore, but that would take all our time to talk
about.
Yes,
right. All right. We got the no connection. All right. Go ahead.
And after college, I went off to Africa, to Uganda, East Africa, for a 3-year stint, which turned into 10 years. And after 10 years, moved home to Washington, D.C., and started Mana Nutrition, where we make these little packets of peanut butter for UNICEF and the World Food Program, and they're used to treat severe malnutrition.
All right, so let's get the handle on that. Mark Moore here for 2 minutes to present why you should be voting for him and his company, Mana Nutrition.
You've probably never heard a good news story about malnutrition, but you're about to. Every year, malnutrition kills 4 million children. That's one every 8 seconds. But despite those heartbreaking statistics, we finally have some good news about malnutrition, and it comes in the form of a little packet of peanut butter about the size of a deck of playing cards. At Mana Nutrition, we make 250,000 of these life-saving packets every day. And 3 of our packets a day for 6 weeks can cure a kid who's suffering from malnutrition. And UNICEF says that more than 90% of those kids never return to their previously malnourished state. Now, that's the good news. Now, the not so good. The global budget for this life-saving peanut butter is $200 million per year. Now, that sounds like a lot, but the severe malnutrition it treats is at least a $1 billion problem. We're way short, and since malnutrition kills more kids than AIDS or TB or malaria or all three of those combined, we have to do something fast. Now, what if I told you that you can help, and it doesn't involve charity? In fact, it involves doing something you were about to make a New Year's resolution to do anyway. What if I said, instead of losing weight, Americans could give weight to a global marketplace for calories where calories are collected and recycled and given to a child across the globe who desperately needs them to survive? We call it the calorie cloud, and here's how it works. You go to the gym or make a healthy food choice, and when you do, those calories are counted, captured, and pushed to a cloud or a bank. Your phone or your fitness device stores them and marks them as donated by you. And your insurance company or your employer pays 30 cents to turn them into little 500-calorie packets of peanut butter. Now, this is not charity. In fact, it's a real bargain for the insured. The CDC says that every overweight employee costs a whopping $2,000 extra every year. To pay for every calorie you donate might cost your employer $50 max. It's the ultimate win-win. Who knew that these two global problems of obesity and starvation were connected? It's time to quit counting calories and to make calories count.
Mark Moore, the CEO of Mana Nutrition. You'll find the information at dreambigamerica.us on his company. And when the voting starts at 10 o'clock East Coast time, you can vote there for him if you'd like. You can learn a lot more about him and the company when you go to dreambigamerica.us. All right? So he's the first contestant. Up next, Allison Downey here on Dream Big America.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We always get enthused, and when I say that the staff, Ken Kessler is doing the timekeeping adjustments. Michael Fortier is at the controls, and we have three contestants, as is usual. Again, and congratulations to the November winner. The big champion is Madeline Hayden with Nut Pods. She receives support and resources from our startup sponsors worth about $20,000. And the past contestants all have done that every monthly winner. We'll have another monthly winner for December. Each week we have three new contenders, and then at the end of the month we have the three winners from the three first weeks of the month coming on to determine who will be the winner every single month. There is a different winner. It's kind of a cool thing. You can follow it at dreambigamerica.us or dougsteffen.com. Here is Allison Downey joining us now, the CEO and co-founder of WeSpring. And I'm just reading about you during the break, going to the dreambigamerica.us website. Allison, welcome to our contest.
Thank you so much, Doug.
All right, so what's the story with you? What do we want to know about Allison?
Well, I'm one of those kids, or I was one of those kids, who started her first business at age 10. It wasn't a lemonade stand, but I started my own company that did face painting at kids' birthday parties, and I was just a kid myself. But everything I've done since then has really been entrepreneurially driven, and I actually spent most of my 20s working in politics, which I say is really one of the best types of experience you can get to run a startup, because
you are
operating on a shoestring and you have a deadline and you have to raise money and you have to get press and you have to really get the word out. And that's what we're doing right now with WeSpring.
All right. Spelled WeeSpring. WeSpring.com. And they say there's a nice picture of you. I'm guessing that that is your child that you're holding in your lap.
That is indeed. That's Logan. He's 2 years old now.
All right. Well, happy birthday to Logan when he gets to be three. Meanwhile, you have 2 minutes for you to explain WeSpring and why we should be voting for you when you start voting at 10 o'clock this morning. Here's Allison Downey of WeSpring.
Thank you. So the first time I walked into a Babies R Us when I was pregnant, I looked up at this 10-foot wall of baby bottles and promptly burst into tears. I saw in all of those options a metaphor for how totally unprepared I was for the hundreds of decisions I was going to have to make for my child. And every single one of those decisions felt high stakes to me. So when I got home, I started sending emails out to all of my friends. What kind of car seat do you have? What diapers do you use? Should I get a high chair with a tray? And I was totally floored by the responses that came back. Not only did my friends have answers, but they actually had lists. All of the things that helped them survive early parenthood organized into their must-haves and don't-buys. I looked at those lists, and I saw a business. it was a way to prepare parents for all of the overwhelming choices and make all of that information accessible and simple and social and not force them to go out and collect them in all of these places. So we set out to really create Yelp for parents, where they could get advice from their friends about everything that they need for their family and have it be really socially integrated so that layer of trust and relevance is there. So when you log into WeSpring using your Facebook account, if you're looking for a car seat, you'll see the four that are most popular with your friends, along with a short comment like, while this is heavy, it feels really safe and secure, and it was easy to install. And when that's coming from someone I trust, it's all I need to know. And WeSpring also answers parents' big questions like, how can I help my teething baby, or what do I need to start solids, with something that we just launched this week called WeLists. And they're their friends' lists for those ages and stages. So we've been live since January. We have doubled in users every quarter. And today, even as a small, scrappy startup, we have more reviews on products on WeSpring than diapers.com and BuyBuyBaby combined. And we're getting new ratings in at 3 times the rate of Amazon. Wow. So baby's just the beginning. Every product on WeSpring has been suggested by a user, and we're already seeing toys up to age 5 and a lot of apps. So we're bringing trust to online reviews for everything that you need for your family.
All right, now, Allison. That's it. Time's up. Allison Downey, check out more on WeSpring.com. It's 28 past the hour.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Boynton is an American humorist, songwriter, director, music producer, children's author, and illustrator. Boynton's newest release is called Frog Trouble. It's an illustrated songbook and CD of her new and wildly original country songs, sung by a truly amazing roster of country music's biggest stars. KidLit host Lisa Loeb spoke with Sandra about her new release.
You have a lot of different musicians on the record, including Dwight Yoakam, Brad Paisley. Did you write the songs, like especially like when I listened to the record that Ben Folds made, The Broken Piano? A lot of people could record that song, but he was the perfect guy to do that song.
I think that's true. I hope that's true of actually most of the songs on this album. And I would start with a song with writing the words first, although words and melody often come at the same time. And I hadn't really realized this till this project. I'm usually hearing someone sing the song as I'm writing it, and actually helps with the writing of it. And for this particular album, most of the people that I heard singing the song as I was writing them are the people who ended up singing the songs.
And Brad Paisley, that was one of my favorite songs, the Copycat song. It's called Copycat.
The song was written very much with him in mind. Now, I didn't know Fountains of Wayne were going to be the backup singers in that, which was an added bonus.
Copycat, 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 please don't go. Copycat, copycat.
That's Sandra Boynton on her new release, the illustrated songbook and CD combo entitled Frog Trouble. There's more online. InsightDailyRadio.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, here it is. Life Change Tea's commitment to excellence. Once again, Ronnie McMullen here, challenging you to a better lifestyle and health. On my radio show, I challenge people to think and act on good mental health, and this, in turn, promotes great physical health. Life Change Tea is a head start product to help aid your health and bring you your best life. And Life Change Tea doesn't taste like tea. It tastes great. So now, here's your holiday bonus. Buy now a 1 month supply, and we'll give you 2 weeks for free. It's our holiday giveaway, and it's the best sell of the year. Lose weight and feel great this holiday season. So order now. Call 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Remember, we love our customers, and our customers love our tea. GetTheTea.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Turning and churning and churning and churning, working on our relationship with these three contestants who one of them is going to win this week. Depending on your votes, you'll be able to vote online at dreambigamerica.us in less than a half an hour. We've been through two of the candidates, so let's get back to work here.
Welcome to Dream Big America, where we give a voice to entrepreneurs and a vote to you.
Emphasizing the voting part, why don't you check out all of these contestants. This program goes viral. We have posted the two first contestants already at DougStephan.com and at DreamBigAmerica.us. You can listen, hit the listen button at DreamBigAmerica.us, and then when you've listened, you can vote. By the way, if you'd like to participate, if you would like to be a candidate, if you would like to check out how to get involved, the guidelines are posted for becoming a contestant and being vetted at DreamBigAmerica.us, which you can get to either by going to that website or going to DougStephan.com, and you'll find the Dream Big America logo. Click on that. Tell us your story. We will vet your story, and if it fits, we'll put you on. It's that simple, that easy. What's in line here is, as the first contestant on Dream Big America will verify, $1 million they have won. The monthly prize is $20,000 in support, et cetera, et cetera. We thank Allison Downey from WeSpring for presenting herself so well, and Mark Moore from Man of Nutrition doing a great job presenting himself and his company. Now it's time to go to Travify. David Shate is here, who is the co-founder and CEO. Am I pronouncing your name correctly, David? I hope I am.
That is correct, Shane, right. And it's an honor to be here.
Great. Well, it's nice to have you here. Our honor. Tell us a little about David Shate first.
Well, I'm a serial problem solver with experiences in consulting and working for the federal government who eventually turned that inward in problems in my own life. I was planning a friend's bachelor party. We were 78 emails into this endless chain figuring out when and where we wanted to go. One friend grabbed the bull by the horns and said, "I think I got it," and booked a non-refundable hotel room. It worked for everyone, except the guy getting married, and I knew there had to be something better, and my entrepreneurship days were born.
Really? So this is all about group travel, it sounds. The interesting name for a company. So we're going to give you 2 minutes right now to explain what the company is all about. And then later on, you'll be able to have another conversation with Cameron Cushman from the Kauffman Foundation to get even more information out of you and the other two contestants. But for now, it's 2 minutes of David Shait from Travelfy.
Thank you. Group travel is complicated. Travelfy makes it easy by solving all the coordination headaches of group travel. Through Travelfy, users can collaborate on trip itineraries, book travel deals, and manage shared expenses. We tap into the $500 billion U.S. leisure travel market and will help you, whether you're planning a family reunion, sports team tournament, spring break adventure, or are a travel agent looking for Web 2.0 tools. Now, Travelfy is highly diversified and makes money from three distinct sources based on the ways we help users and travelers. First, we earn a commission from any travel booked through our price comparison platform. Second, Travelfy earns a cash management fee for all group expenses settled through our proprietary system that makes sure you never get stuck with the bill again. And lastly, we offer a white label B2B version to travel agents, which earns a monthly subscription as well as a booking fee and helps them increase their capacity and make more money. Now, having released our full beta in late September, we have well over 2,000 active accounts and saw 300% visitor growth last month. We've received numerous accolades, including winning all three of Columbia University's business competitions last spring, receiving an innovation grant from the state of Nebraska, and we were honored to take runner-up in Kauffman Foundation's Get in the Ring Challenge. We've also been featured in the New York Times, Network World, and Entrepreneur, among other publications. But our core is really about helping you solve your travel headaches. So, simplify your group travel and check us out today at Travelfy.com.
All right, there it is, Travelfy.com from Lincoln, Nebraska, David Shait presenting. So, now we've had all three of the contestants got their 2 minutes, and they have also posted for us, or we have posted at dreambigamerica.us, all the information on the new contestants this week, so you can read that, participate by voting, listen to all the information that comes from each of them. And this is one of the great things about Dream Big America. What we've been able to create here is sort of around the Kauffman Foundation and a Million Cups and the Nutrition Network in San Diego, a sort of a string, if you will, of entrepreneurial focus. The people who are supporting this by going and voting every week have made this thing go viral, so it's heard all around the world by literally millions of people now, and tens of thousands of people are voting every week. So help yourself. The information that you're seeking, listening back to, you want to get a special sort of I'm thinking it's a special focus. Maybe you know these people, and that's why you're listening to hear how they do, and you want to go vote for them to support them. But most of the people don't know anything about this business before having heard these three, and that's what we like. They make up their mind from the beginning. And we all know how powerful social media marketing is, especially for small business startups, that sort of thing. So as we create new avenues for you to promote your companies, that's really our goal, to help startups, to make them successful. So you can choose one of them to vote about 20 minutes at dreambigamerica.us. In a moment, Cameron Cushman from the Kauffman Foundation asks a follow-up question for each of our three contestants here on today's Dream Big America.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, ring-a-ding-ding, the year was 1936, and Leo and Lillian Goodwin were hot to trot for the world to save some big bucks on automotive insurance. So they opened up a little joint called Geico. Geico had the goods for all the dolls and Joes who were keen on swell service and keeping the cabbage.
Flash forward over 75 years, and Geico is still helping customers save money every day, and with 97% customer satisfaction. Today, the peeps would refer to that as pretty darn tight.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. real value for the money, and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough. But the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
So you're fast asleep, dreaming you can fly like a falcon, unaware that as you were driving home, a diagnostic signal flew through your Impala's engine, transmission, brakes, and a few other systems you didn't even know you had, sniffing around for possible trouble codes. Then it shot data out of your car through a bunch of cell towers and into your inbox. You wake with some vague recollection of looking at Earth from above. Check your email and see that your car is just fine, thank you. But your left rear tire pressure's a bit low, your oil life's at 19%, and you're due for a new filter. After a long yawn, it dawns on you that you live in an amazing time when cars can diagnose key systems and send reports while you're suspended in midair, dreaming that humans can fly. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
No mystery here. Things are exciting, and things are going to get even more exciting for these three contestants. Now we have Cameron Cushman here on Dream Big America from the Kauffman Foundation. He's going to focus on Mark Moore first from Man of Nutrition. Ask each one of you a follow-up question, which you can spend a minute or so answering. It gives a little bit more fodder for those who are trying to consider who to vote for. And again, the new contestants this week are all up at dreambigamerica.us. And at 10 o'clock Eastern time, about 16 minutes from right now, you'll be able to vote for one of them. And if you're into this every week, which is kind of cool, there are a lot of people, thousands of people who are into this every week. And that's why I think under the circumstances, what I really like is the fact that we have the opportunity to just present some very special people with special ideas. So, Cameron, without any further ado, let's bring in Mark Moore from Man of Nutrition and your question for him, as he was our first contestant.
Sure. Thanks, Doug. Mark, I'm going to try to sneak in two questions here. One, can you tell us a little bit about your actual protein pack, your nutritional supplement, what that's like, what it looks like, what it tastes like maybe? Just give the listeners a sense of that. And two, is there an analog that you can describe about the calorie cloud? Something, it's a great concept, but it's a little bit hard for the listeners to understand. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. Hey, Cameron. Good to hear your voice again and to talk to you. Well, what's it taste like? It tastes like the inside of a Reese's peanut butter cup. It's like peanut butter cake frosting. So the peanuts carry the powdered milk, which is a therapeutic milk, which was designed by Doctors Without Borders to get to these kids. And so what it does is it stabilizes it and allows you to have about a two-year shelf life. So it's very practical, and it's used in that way. So people love it, and kids love it, and they can't get enough of it. So that's the winner on getting this sort of medicine food to kids. This is stuff they love. On the other side, you know, to talk about the calorie cloud, if you think about carbon offsets. Some creative people thought, you know what, we need to clean up. We have one air in the world, and we need to clean it up. And I hate to compare it to carbon because carbon markets have had their own issues, but there's a lot of validity there in carbon markets in that they're still going with industries like big oil is still helping to pay for carbon. So we think in the same way with calorie offsets, we have way too many calories here, and it's a market. It's like we've discovered this trove of calories, and we're like, wow, look at this. These have to be valuable in some way. way. And the question is, who has an interest in paying for these calories? Who has an interest in making these people healthier? And the easy answer is that insurance companies and your employers, it's a win-win for them. It actually saves them money. So it's really not charity and sympathy. It's an actual market force that we're trying to tap.
All right. For those of you who are interested in supporting Mark Moore from Manna Nutrition, want to find out more about him, you can go to mannanutrition.org or check him out on dreambigamerica.us. Next contestant is Allison Downey, who's the CEO and co-founder of WeSpring in New York. Again, all the information about her and her company is at WeSpring.com or posted on the site. So if you're going to vote for her in a few minutes, help yourself. Here's another reason for you to listen carefully to what she has to say. Question from Cameron Cushman at the Kauffman Foundation.
Thanks, Mike. Allison, great presentation. I have two little kids, a two-year-old and a four-year-old, and I had much the same experience when preparing for their arrival and even since, trying to figure out which kind of stroller to buy and things like that. But tell me, what makes WeSpring so different than, say, Amazon.com reviews or mommy blogs that sometimes review products? Tell me why WeSpring is the ultimate solution to the problem for new parents when deciding what products to buy for their kids.
Well, Cameron, we hear from people all the time, like you just said, that it was totally overwhelming to make these purchase decisions, and they all feel so high stakes. And what really sets WeSpring apart is the trust and relevance from getting recommendations from your friends. On Amazon.com, there are reviews from strangers, and there are a lot of cases when those reviews are paid for by someone. And same goes for mommy blogs. Sometimes they're really true, honest reviews. Other times they've been sponsored by a company. So really what WeSpring is about is bringing trust to online reviews.
All right. That's good. Short, sweet, and to the point. Allison, thank you. Again, paying attention to WeSpring.com if you're interested in supporting her. Now, Cameron Cushman talks to David Shate from Travelfly for Travelfly. I want to say, and I think I have said, actually, David, a couple of times, Travelfly, when it's actually Travelfy, T-R-A-V-E-F-Y, and it's Travelfy.com. So even though if I were running the company, I would have called it Travelfly. Anyway, that's why I'm doing radio and you're doing Travelfy. So, Cameron, let's have a question for David, please.
Absolutely. Thanks, David. Great presentation. This is a problem I've faced several times as well. Can you tell us a little bit about who your real target market is? Who are the sort of travelers you're going after in this kind of first round of rollout? And what strategies and techniques are you using to reach them and to get them on board to use the Travelfy platform?
Thanks, Cameron. And that's a fantastic question because, as I mentioned, while it's an enormous market with 500 billion per person leisure trips per year, we have to start by targeting very specifically groups that can help with our viral factor. And so we're actually looking at three markets for our initial rollout right now. The first, which is the student market, in which there are 21 million students in post-secondary education and that sort of lifespan, in which, firstly, that Gen Y takes an average of 3.9 trips per year, 38% travel spring break alone. And we're focused there by reaching out to the key decision makers, fraternity leaders, club sports leaders, and things of that sort that are actually driving the groups to make the decision. And we then capture the long tail of the individuals because they've been invited, again, through that viral factor of six people invited on average to each additional trip, that they're grabbed. Similarly, we are focused on sports teams, in which there are 22 million youths between the age of 6 and 17 who are involved in sports leagues that involve a lot of coordination for travel to tournaments and various things. And in a similar vein, we're focused on those key decision makers, the coaches and the parents. Now, our third market that we're initially focused on is a slightly different, which is the travel agent market that requires Web 2.0 solutions like this to actually help increase their customer engagement, their capacity and ability to earn. So we actually take the same software, and rather than plugging it into our partnerships with the Expedias and the Pricelines of the world, we plug it into their global distribution booking system and allow them to manage customers. So that market is slightly different, whereas it's not the individual decision makers, where we focus on more the travel agents themselves. So that's much more of a trade show route type of sales force process.
All right, Cameron Cushman from the Kauffman Foundation, thanks for asking the questions. Good luck to David Shate from Travelfy. You can vote for him in 10 minutes at dreambigamerica.us, or you can vote for Allison Downey from WeSpring at 10 minutes from now. It's 10 minutes for the hour. And Mark Moore from Mana Nutrition. Good luck to all three of you. We'll announce the winner on Thursday as voting continues till 2 tomorrow afternoon Eastern Time.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Is it possible the engineer of a speeding train just zoned out as it hit a curve? I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The investigation continues into this past Sunday's commuter train derailment in the Bronx, New York City, that killed 4 people and left more than 60 others injured. The 8 cars of the train jumped the tracks as it hit a curve. There's a disturbing report in the New York Post today that the engineer, William Rockefeller, told investigators that he zoned out as the train approached the bend in the tracks, and that when he realized what was happening, he jammed on the brakes. As for how fast that train was going, Earl Wehner of the National Transportation Safety Board addressed that yesterday.
The train was traveling at approximately 82 miles per hour as it went into a 30-mile-an-hour curve.
Senator Charles Schumer of New York pointed to other data from the event recorder on the train that showed how much time elapsed before the train came to a complete stop.
6 seconds from 80 miles an hour to zero is amazingly fast, troublingly, dangerously fast, and shows that something was very, very wrong.
Meanwhile, repair work is underway to rebuild the damaged tracks from the derailment. The cars have been removed from the tracks. Today's commute, though, still likely to be slow. Officials did say the thousands of commuters who normally use Metro North's busy Hudson Line should have full service restored in a matter of days rather than weeks. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Do you want to give one special gift to a runner, biker, golfer, or sailor? A pilot, car driver, or outdoor explorer? Give a Garmin and get thank you. Give a Garmin. Give a Garmin. Find something fun for everyone. Garmin.com. Garmin.com.
No way! You know how much we save by cutting this down ourselves? We're almost in the car, we can make it!
It's getting
Why aren't you hibernating?
There is a better way to save at the Sears One-Day Sale this Saturday. Get 60% off coats for the family and 50% off a Craftsman Mechanics tool set. Plus, Shop Your Way members get 10% in points with Sears card and first $1,000 of each qualifying purchase used by January 31st. Sears. Points offered 12/26. Valid opt-in email required. Exclusions apply. See for details. Sale ends 12/7.
On Wall Street, Cyber Monday turned out to be a down day for the markets. The Dow off 78 points yesterday, closing at 16,009. S&P dropped 5, NASDAQ with a 15-point loss. A big announcement expected today in connection with the largest municipal bankruptcy case in U.S. history. A judge due to issue a ruling on whether the city of Detroit is eligible for bankruptcy during a hearing today. Researchers are suggesting those high-octane energy drinks loaded with caffeine can actually change the way the heart beats. A team from the University of Bonn in Germany said the study shows contractions were more forceful an hour after people consumed the drink. Researchers recommending that children and people with some health conditions should not use those drinks. Couple of reminders for you. The first one involving holiday mail. There you go. The U.S. Postal Service warning that today is the deadline to get packages and other items to military members overseas in time for Christmas. That includes priority mail and first-class delivery for Afghanistan, Iraq, and other parts of the Middle East. All other locations have another week to get items in the mail. Another reminder for you regarding Mega Millions. The multi-state lottery played in 43 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. There hasn't been a big winner in a while. The jackpot for tonight's drawing, $257 million. Closing notes, lots of online shopping yesterday on Cyber Monday, and lots of people buzzing about what Amazon.com founder and CEO Jeff Bezos had to say on CBS's 60 Minutes on Sunday, that his company is working on using automated drones to deliver packages.
Drops the package, come and get your package, and we can do half-hour delivery. We can carry objects, we think, up to 5 pounds, which covers 86% of the items that we deliver.
Bezos did say this idea is at least 4 or 5 years away. That is a noisy drone. I have to do something about that. Elsewhere in the land of high tech, let's drop in on a local Applebee's restaurant. The Applebee's chain announcing plans to place computer tablets at every table by the end of next year. You would be able to use the tablets to order food, play video games while you wait, even pay your tab using the tablet. Sounds good, but why not go all the way to avoid human contact and have those drones deliver the meal? Oh, here's my drone now. Yeah, we're hungry. Just put it all down right here. Hey, careful. Hey, watch out. Oh. Nice job. That drone gets no tip. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free USS Indianapolis hat and commemorative book. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.